We are on Daf Pei Aleph on the base. Tana Rabbonon Ochol Ale Kanim Potter. These are alim which grow on kanim, so that's another machol. So it's Potter. Lulove Gifanim. These are sprouts that grow out on vines. Chayiv. Elo Hein Lulove Gifanim. Omar Rav Yitzchak Migdolo Kol Shaliv Lavu Miroish Hashana Vad Yom HaKippurim. It seems when they're still young, they're edible. So if they started sprouting Rosh Hashanah, which is 10 days before Yom HaKippurim, so by Yom Kippur they're still soft and edible. But if it's more than 10 days old, so then it hardens up and it's not Roy L'Achila, so you're not Chayiv. Vavkahana Omar Kol Shloishim Yom. Vavkahana says 30 days from when it started sprouting, it's still edible. Tanya Kevosi de Rabbi Yitzchak Migdolo. We have a raya from a baraisa to Rabbi Yitzchak Migdolo. Ochal aleikanim potter. Bululovi gefanim chayiv. Elohein lulovi gefanim. Kol shaliv levu meroi sheshone vaad yoim hakipurim. That if it was malavlev, it started sprouting from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, then it is still edible. Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim avoliv lovu koidem Rosh Hashanah kvar nasu koshim ve'eitz ba'almeninu, so there's a teres eitz and it doesn't have a teres machal and you're not chayiv. Shoso tzir imuryas potter. These are mashkin which are not roi l'shtiyah. Po choymetz vaistais choymetz vinegar. Chayiv. Masnisen moni rabihi, desanya rabbi oimer, choymetz meishiv es hanefesh, umevatel es ha'inui. Choymetz is miyasev daite. That's what rabbi holds. Doresh rav gidl bar menashe mibiri denarsh, ein haloche ke rabbi. We don't paskin like rabbi. Now, Isodach Sam Sefer says, he has a whole pshat in the Gemara, I won't say the whole pshat, but one nekude, he says as follows, that Rebbe says that Chaymetz is miyasev daite, and therefore Yechayev. Rav Gidl Bar Menashe says, ein aloche ke Rebbe. So you're not Chayev. So he says, it would be very modern to say that there's a machlokes and metzias, is a miyasev. Rebbe says, it is miyasev daite. Rav Gidl Bar Menashe says, it's not miyasev daite. I mean, we passed a machlokes in those. So he wants to say a very interesting pshat. He wants to say, we had a Rebbe on Daf Peyam Adalef, it starts on Daf Ayin Tesam at Beis. Tanya Rebbe Oimer Kol Hashiyurin Kulam Bekezayis Chutz Mitumas Oichlem Sheshina Akosu B'Mashmon B'Shinu Chachomim B'Shiyurim. Since the Torah was Meshane the Oifen Aksivis, so the Chachomim gave a different Shir. V'Raya L'Dover Yom Kippur Ma'ashina Akosu B'Mashmoy Miloy Su'une Umayshinu chachomim b'shiyuro kikoyseves. So, Rabbeinu HaKodesh learned pshat in Yom Kippur that since the Torah was mishane the loshen, the Torah didn't say lo yiseichel, it says lo yiseune, so therefore, shinu chachomim b'shiyuro. So the chachomim from Aces, but this shini aloshen, the Chachamim were Mishana the Shir, that this is different than all Macholas Asuris. So they said the Shir is Yesuvi Daite. Moisuune, the Shini Aloshin, yes, to be a Meune, so the Shir is Yesuvi Daite. Psabloshin, Shinu Chachamim Bishiureho. Vaistachois, the Shir is the Chachamim Moschon Akosov Le Chachamim, and they saw from the Shini Aloshin that there has to be a different Shir. Shina Chome Bishira. So they figure out the Shira's Yisuvi Daita. So the Chassam Sofer says, there's a Meirdike Taz, on the Erechayim, Chassidim Asaymech on the Taz. The Taz says that Schnapps, you make a Beir and a Foshes, a fellow less than a Revius. Because Schnapps is, this Yisuvi Daita with a little bit. The Shiurim are only if, by other things, but Schnapps is concentrated, and a little bit you can also make a Beirin Nefoshes, and that's the Makir. There's a Chshivis, and that's the Makir. You can make Kiddush on Schnapps. That's the Taz. The Magen Avraham is Chaylik on the Taz. Mishneburu Pasuk is like the Magen Avraham. But Al Kaponim, you see from the Taz that, the Taz understood that the whole Inyan of these Shiurim are Al Chshivis. So Schnapps is a Chshivis. Less than Schnapps has a chshivis, less than a rabbis. Therefore, it's right to make a bracha choyin on it. So he says, Rabbi Lishitosai. Rabbi held that the whole shir of Keseves and Meloy Lugmov was shinu chachomim bishurim. Chomim said that it's a psanandra shir, it's a shir of Yesuvi Daite. So if it's a shir of Yisuvi Daita, so he says, so Chaimetz is Meshav as a nefesh, less than Malay Lugmov. Chaimetz is a koyach. You'll take a little Chaimetz, you'll feel good, like a little schnapps. You'll feel good, tak it's Meshav as a nefesh. That's called Yisuvi Daita. If you'll take a Malay Lugmov, you might get sick from it. But you take a little bit, it's Meshav as a nefesh. So Rebbe held that Fakir, that the whole Makir is as a Mosron HaKosub L'Chachomim. Given Sheshina HaKosub B'mashmo is Shina HaChomim B'Shirer. The Chachomim said, so Malay Lugmov is not a Shir of Muzayin. Malay Lugmov came about because that's the Chazal derived this from the Shina HaKosub B'mashmoi. So if you have something that's Mesim Yasef Daita with less than a Reviyas, with less than a Malay Lugmov, so you're chayiv on that. And that is the Sfor of Rebbe. And the Chomim also hold like that's true. Less than the Poli. But we hold that Shurim is Aloch L'Moishim Misinai. We hear that Shurim, we learn now from the Posik, Keseves, and there's a Shem and Advosh, and it's Aloch L'Moishim Misinai. We learn, he wants to say there's a machlokes in this. So Aloch L'Moishim Sina. Aloch L'Moishim Sina gave minisht in Cheshbonis. Yom Yasav Daite, Nid Miyasav Daite. The Shir is a Meloy Lugmov. And a Meloy Lugmov of Chaimetz is already not Miyasav Daite anymore. That's already too much. That's how the Chassam Sofer wants to explain the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Gidl. Akaponim, Reb Gidl, Ba Menashe, Darshint, Rabbi Yisai, there's no chiyuv by Chaimetz. Rabbi said, there's a chiyuv, Yechayv Koretz. Lishone, Novki Kulalme, no, after this was a Mslama Shabbos Shuvid Rosh, Yom Kippur Rosh, the next year, Novki Kulalme, no, Mepaskanish vi Rabbi, so Novki Kulalme, Mozgu Vishosu Chalos, so they went, This vinegar is talking very sharp. It's bubbling. It's talking. So they put some water into it. They were moisting it. They had made the ketainis that year. Maketrunken chala. Chaimetz maketrunken. Rav Gidl said you're allowed to. That was the drosha. And moiridik. Shreklach. Shoma Rav Gidl veikpit. So he had a moiridik a hakpode what the ilum had done because of his drosha. Omar, he said, Eime da omri ano di evet. I said, the evet of a person drank chaymetz, he's not chayiv kores, I said. L'chatchile mi omri, l'chatchile you're allowed to drink it, l'chatchile, I mean, we have in the Mishnah that shosa mashkin sheine ru'yin is potter. It's not chayiv kores, it's also. It's also mi da rabbona, but it's also, you're not allowed to do it. Or maybe, the way the Chassam Sofer said, if they had tak a little bit, so it could be, it would be tak be awesome in a Torah Tzchot Shishir. If it's tak a miyasev daite, then it's tak, then we'll tak, you have to know, it could be it's Tzchot Tzchot Shishir. Number one. Rav Chilam Yomri. Number two, Eime da Omri yana pute tuve mi Omri. Now this schiluk idea is how to learn pshat in this Gemara. I just want to say over the way the Goyin learns pshat in this Gemara. The Goyin in the Nerechayim Simentayud Beis learns pshat in this Gemara as follows. That let's say if a person will have a malilugma of chaimitz, he's not chayiv. Because it's not roi l'shtiye. But what if a person will drink a lot of chaimitz? So the goyin says, afal gav de mazik, shoiver ravoinoi vitzim oinoi. Afal pikein, he won't be hungry, and he won't be thirsty. That means, so the Goyin holds, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Goyin, brings some halakhos in this, that if a person drinks these mashkoi she'ein ruim l'shtiyeh, but if one drinks a lot, there will be a positive effect. He won't be thirsty, then he won't be hungry, Yom Kippur. So memeila, so he's chayef take. That's true. Maloy lugmav won't be miyasev daite. He won't get too much of a maloy lugma. But if he drinks a lot, he'll drink, I don't know how much a lot is, but if he'll drink 10 glasses of it, I'll kupon him. He'll have a good tightness the rest of the day. He may have stomach problems, but he'll have a good tightness. He won't be hungry or thirsty. So the goyin says that avotuvim yomri. There's a hunger tunkim mitchaimitz. And number three, eimer da omri ano chai. I said, that was chaylik and Rebbe, if you have pure chaymet, mozik mi omri, but they made it mozik, they added water to it, and now it's drinkable. That is Zicha didn't say. Zaktigim Mishnah weiter. Hatinoikis ein ma'anin oisan biyoyim ha-kipurim. Avo mechanchin oisan lifnei shono sayim b'shvil sheyu regilin b'mitzvahs. Let's see Rashi. Ein ma'anin oisan ein chayovim limnoya mehen macho. Now, the taich of Rashi is that Rashi is speaking about this man before the chinuch. This shonim, with a zechi of chinuch l'shois. That's what it says. Al mechanchen oisam lifnei shon lifnei shnosayim. That's a zman of chinuch shois. But before that zman, ein ma'anim oisam ein chayovim limnoye mehen mach. Now let us see the Ran for 1 second. The Ran says, "Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph." And the Daf Yehariv, Perish Rashi Zal, Ein Mechuyovim Livnoya Mehen Machu. That means before this Zman, there's no Chiyuv. When the Zman comes, then you have to then Mechuyim Livnoya Mehen Machu. Midivrei Harambam zal de perik sheinim hilgeshvises oser nire de ein rashoyin limnoye mehem machel koma. Not you're not mechuyev. That means, you're not allowed to. Kloima. Aval pishe bishal mitzvahs. Im rotze lahagdim chinuchay shal tinik rashoy. One is permitted to be magdim this man chinuch. Mechanech oisei lasei samitzvah ki hilchose ki godl mamish. Hoche eini reshoi lechanche b'inei koidem lezman shekobol echachomim lechinuch shoi. Sula ha-shlomo ki svarayud amayroi. Later we'll have in the sugya, we'll have a machloikas amayroim. Which years ye mechanech leshois? Which years ye mechanech la-shlome? But, so before this, ein ma'anim oisei mi not permitted. You're not permitted. That is how the Rambam learns. Which is very understandable. Rashi is saying, like Rashi is very unclear. I mean, it says this as man chinuch before, so But what is that? Emel chayovim limnoye mehem achol. If that's this man, there's no chiyuv before. Abu machan chenoyson. Is that the till then? There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Abu machan chenoyson lifnei shana lifnei shnosayim. I mean, it could be the Mishnah is coming to tell us one shouldn't think that you have an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old and you come home for Kol Nidres, you tell him, listen, it's Shem Kippur, tonight you go to sleep. You're thirsty now. See, you can go, it's bedtime already, go to sleep. So the Mishnah is telling us there's no such chiyuv, there's no, nothing. Ain ma'ani no yisa, mechayom limnei mehem machol. Before this man. When it comes this man, Maybe that is a chiddush already, that, an hour after he ate the suda mapsekis, could be there's no sakone. Afalpikain, there's no chiyiv to be ma'ana them. There's no chiyiv to be ma'ana them whatsoever. Even though there would be no sakone hastes. There's no chiyiv to be ma'ana them. Limnoya mehen machol. They're permitted to eat. Avol mechamchen oison lifnei shono v'lifnei shnosayim b'shvil shiyiregilin b'mitzvahis. Let us see Rashi. Mechamchen oison l'shoiz, but this achinech shonez, l'shoiz lifnei shono shehi smulcho l'pirko. But there's a din chinuch the year before the year, which is Samuch lePilkon. Now Rashi will explain. Pilkon have ben shloish eschei lenikeve. The Pilkon, the perik of Chiyav Mitzvahs, of Chiyav Onshin, is 13 years for a nekeve. That means when she's in the 13th year. Means when she's 12 years old. Va'arba esrei lezocher. When a zocher starts his 14 years, the 13 years in a day, that's he's in his 14th year. So that's when, that's pilkon. Shederech tinoikos lahovi shtei saris b'shteim esrei v'yoyim echot. Dahainu, so they bring saris when they're 12 years in a day. Dahainu b'soich shnas yud gimel. That's in their 13th year. V'hi pilko La Einshin, v'tinoik biyud gimel v'yoyim echod, and the perik of a zochar is when he's 13 in a day. Nimso shnas yudalid, when he starts the 14th year, pirkoi la Einshin. Ushnas yud gimel, so the 13th year, which means when he's 12 years old in a day, he shana hasmucha le pirkoi. So this is the year before he becomes a bar onshin. So that's shnas, that means when he's 12 years old. When he's 12 years old, that's a year before he becomes a godel. Shnas yud beis, when he's 11 years old, he shana, this is the year, lifnei shana, before the year, asmucha lepilka. So the Mishnah means mechanchen oisei l'shois. That means we're talking about a zochel. A zochel is 11, and then the cave will be 10. That when a zochel is 11 years old, mechanchen oisei, the year lifnei shana, which is before the year, which is before godless. Oi lifnei shtei shanim, or could be your mechanech before 2 years. Shehi lifnei, not before a year, not the year before the not the year before the shana shismucha lepilkon, no, 2 years before the shana shismucha lepilkon. Tahainu shalei shonim lifnei pilkon. So that means by a zochel you start being mechanachem by 10 years old. Bigmore porech hashta lifnei shtayim. Deine Gimel schon im Amrit mechanchen, lifnei shone deine Steyem mi boi. So that means if it says already that you're mechanech when he's 10 years old by a zocho, so why do you have to tell me you're mechanech when he's 11 years old? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Or by any cave, if you tell me you're mechanech by 9 years old, why if they tell me you're mechanech by 10 years old? Zog the Gemara, hashto bifnei shtayim mechanchin lohu, bifnei shonem iboy. So if you mechanech by 10, about the givish you mechanech by 11. Agavuche, the Siach Yitzchak says, pshat m'rashi, that this Sabayim Bodn Loshen over here in the Mishnah, Yimachanech, a year before the year that Samach Lepilkon. So the Siach Yitzchak explains that Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows, that the year, that's a Kvonim now Pshat in the Mishnah, the year that Samach Lepilkon is a Din Chinuch of Hashlome. You have to fast the whole day. So the Mishnah is telling us the year before that year, there is no din chinuch l'ashlome, there's a din chinuch l'shoyis. So that's why the Tana broke it up in this two din chinuch. There's a chinuch of ashlome, and the Afiluma, there's no chinuch l'ashlome, but there's a chinuch l'shoyis. And that's either a year before or 2 years before. The chinuch l'ashlome. Fragt die Gemara, hast du bifnei shtayim mechanchen lohu? If you mechanech by a zocher, that's 10, bifnei shone mi boy, so war die gewiss, you mechanech by 11. Oma Rav Chizde loikashe ho bechoyle ho bebori. A child that is a choyle, so the chinuch lishois will start by 11. A child that's a bori, the chinuch lishois will start by 10. Let us see Rashi. Bechoyle kochush v'toshush koyach. That's Rashi means, kochush means that the Rashi in this week said in Parshas Miketz, dal kochush, that's mean kochush means thin, skinny, not developed, and v'toshush koyach, and weak. So such a child, the chinuch l'shoyis is a year before 11 years old by a year, and a bori is 10 years old. Zok the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna is speaking about a nikeve. The lashon zocher should not be misleading. Omar Rav Huna. Ben Ches, a Nekeve who's 8 years old, Ben Tes, a Nekeve which is 9 years old, Machanchin Oise Leshois, so Zedin Chinuch Shois, 8 and 9. Ben Yud, U Ben Yud Aleph, 10 and 11, Mashlimi Midrabon, then there's Zedin Hashlom. So we can understand this, that it means as follows. Ben Ches for a Briye, Ben Tes for a Choylo, Mechanchen Oysa L'Shois. Ben Yud for a Briye, Ben Yud for a Briye, Ben Yudala for a Choylo, Mashlimim Midarabon. Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimim Midaraise Betinoikis. This is by a girl. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says the same aloche by a boy. Rav Nachman Omar, Ben Tes, Ben Yud, Mechanchen Oison Leshois. A 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, Zedin Chinuch Leshois. Ben Yud Aleph, Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimi Midarabonon, Ben Yud Gimel, Mashlimi Midiraisen. Let us see Rashi. Betinik. This is by Azoch. Oma Rav Huna, ben Shmoina lebori. Lebori sheovro Shmoina. V'nichneses leteisha. That means 8 years have passed by. And she now entered the 9th year. Rashi always went with the year she's in now, which we called an 8-year-old. Ubetinoikis k'demisayim milsei, da have shnas Teisha, the ninth year, which is after she's an 8 year old, Arba Shonim Lifnei Pirka. So that's 4 years before she'll become a God, a Gedayla. That's the ninth year, the 10th year, the 11th year, and the 12th year, because she becomes a Gedayla by the 13th year, the way Rashi is cheshbening. So Memele, so Bekitza, when she's 8 years old, that's 4 years before Godless. Uben Teisha Lechayla. If she's weak, she'ovro shnas teisha. What does ben teisha mean? That 9 years have passed. Nichneses l'soich esa. Now she's in her 10th year. She's 9 years old. She's starting her 10th year. Da'ainu gimel shonim. So when she's 9 years old, da'ainu gimel shonim lifnei pirka. B'chanchin l'shois. Ben eser l'bria. Sha'ovro eser, 10 years have passed, v'nichneso la'achadoso, and now she entered the 11th year, that means she's 10 years old, uben achas esrei l'tinoikis chayla, v'nichneso l'yudbeis, now she's in her 12th, she's starting her 12th year, she's 11 years old, mashlimim midarabona. Ben Yudbeis, if 12 years have passed by, v'nichneso l'yud gimel, and now she's in her 13th year, mashlimim midereise. Now the zachiy v'ashlomim midereise shehi pirkon betinoikis. That's a 12-year-old. That's the deperik betinoikis. Habriya va'achilo shavayis boy. So if she's a 12-year-old already, so then there's no difference if she's weak or not weak. Then she's a gedoyla and she's chayiv to fast. Rav Nachman Oimer, Rav Nachman says, Loipolik Rav Nachman Adaravune, there's no machloikis, Elamal Pirish Mili de Tinoikis, Umar Pirish Mili de Tinik. He's just speaking about a zocha, and he's speaking about a nekevim. So Bekitzel, let's speak about a nekevim, because Rabbi Yechanan also speak about a nekevim, and the Gemara later speak about a nekevim, so let's get the shiurim of a nekevim clear. So the shiur of a nekevim is, a briya starts from 8 years old, a chayla starts from 9 years old, And then that's the chinuch l'shois. And then a chayle, let's talk about a chayle, because the more we're speaking about a chayle, that means 9 years old, 10 years old, she fast l'shois, and 11 years old, she's mashlim. A briye, 8 years old, 9 years old, fast l'shois, and 10 and 11 is mashlim. That's a dava muskim, say according to Rav Huna and say according to Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashlome derabon leke. There's no such chiyuv hashlome midarabon. That means when you become a gdoilo, you fast the whole day. Till then, there's only a din chiyuv l'shois. What is the chinuch, when is the chinuch l'shois? Ben Yud Aleph, he's speaking about an akeve, a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, machanchen oison l'shois, ben yudbeis, mashlimim midiereis. A 12-year-old is mashlim in atayrim. So he holds, he says, a 10 and 11 are shois, and a 12-year-old, everyone holds his adereis. Zog the Gemara weiter, t'lmoye sakashanam. Tana, we learned in our Mishneh, Hatinoikis ein ma'anin oison b'yoyim ha-kippurim, avu mechanchin oison lifnei shono v'lifnei shtayim. So lifnei shono, Rashi had learned that means 2 years before Godless, which would mean by an ekeve 10 years old, Velifne Shtayim, and 9 years old. So speaking about a Nekeve, so a Nekeve, the Din Chinuch is 10 years old and 9 years old. Bishloim l'Rafune v'Rav Nachman lifnei shona v'lifnei shtayim niche lifnei shona l'divreyem v'lifnei shtayim when Rashi's Gilse the Bach says l'divrei Torah. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan kashe. Now let us see Rashi. Tnan mechanchin oisoi l'shois Lifnei Shona, the Hainu, the year, Lifnei Shona means the year before the year, the Hainu Shtei Shonim, 2 years before. That means 10 years old. The Lifnei Shtayim, the Hainu Sholosh, 9 years. Bishloime, Bishloime l'Rav Nachman l'Rav Hune. Da Omri Ika Hashlome midarabonon k'deka Omar. According to them, there's Hashlome midarabonon. Afal gav d'leditu ave chinuch abriye arbe shonim. The chinuch of abriye is 4 years. That means an 8 year old is mechuyev to fast. And here it says, that's 4 years before godless. And here it says 3 years before godless year fast. Motzi l'terusi l'masnisin kula b'choyla. So it could be our Mishnah is speaking about a choyla. V'hochi koma. And this is pshat in the Mishnah. Mechanchin oisoi l'shois. Shtei shonim. Lifnei Hashlomas Divrayim, 2 years Lifnei Hashlomas Divrayim, before the Din Hashlome Midarabono, Shehem Sholosh Lifnei Hashlome the Din Teire, Kedekaoma Rav Hune, the Shona Asiris, Rav Hune had said, the Shona Asiris means 9 years old. Mechanchen es hatinoikes acheile leshois. We mechanech hatinoikes acheile leshois. Shehi 9 years old. Shehi lifnei shona as this is a year before. Shehi lifnei shona hasmucha leperek hashlomas divrayim. That means the hashlomas divrayim is when she's 11 years old. The shona hasmucha is 10 years old. Lifnei shona hasmucha. So this is the year before the year that is smucha to Hashlomas Divrayim. That's a Rashi wants to say. This means that this is, that mechanchin es hanoikes acheilu lishois, shehi lifnei shono, this is before the year, hasmucha, the year, which is somuch leperik Hashlomas Divrayim, Shehi bishnas yud beis lechoyla. So the shir hashlama is, shnas yud beis means when she's 11 years old. That's the shnas hashlamas divrayim. The year before that is she's 10 years old. So the year before the year, the lifnei shana, the year before the year, that's before the shir hashlama, the Hainu Lifnei Shtayim, and that is 2 years before Leperik Dieraisa. That is 2 years before the Dieraisa. 2 years before that year. That means, Bekitzer, Rav Huna had said that when she's 9 years old, she's mechuyev to fast shoyis. So 9 years old is 3 years before godless, the Raisa, and 2 years before the Din Hashlomet the Rabbona. And that is the Lifnei Shona. That means the year. So it's 3 years before the godless and 2 years before the Hashlomet the Rabbona. That is 9 years old. Let us again see the Rashi, how it fits in the Mishnah. Tana. Mechanchin oisai l'shois lifnei shona. Lifnei shona. Mechanchtem l'shois lifnei shona. Dahainu. The year before the year. Dahainu shtei shonim. The year before the year. So that's 2 years before. The lifnei shtayim. And the year before 2 years. Dahainu shalosh, that's 3 years. Bishloim l'Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna da'omri ika hashlom midarabonon. They hold this hashlom midarabonon k'dekoma. As aval ga delidito havi chinuch habori arba shonim. Chinuch habori is 4 years. That means an 8 year old girl has to fast already. Motzila teruzi lamas nisin kula b'choylo, that the Mishnah is speaking about a choylo. And by her, this year starts from 9 years. V'ochi koma. Mechanchen oisei l'shois. Mechanchen oisei l'shois. The shona lifnei shona. Shtei shonim. That's 2 years. Lifnei hashlomas divrayim. That means when she's hashloma, when she's 11 years old, that's when she's mashlim. So 2 years before, so the 10th and the 9th, when she's 9 years old, then you machanecha, shahem sholosh, which 9 years is 3 years lifnei hashlomas, the divrei Torah. K'dekoma Rav Huna said, the shona hasiris, when she's 9 years old, machanchena satinoikas achayla lishois. Shehi 9 years old, shehi lifnei shonom. This is a year before the year hasmucha lepek hashlomas divreim shibishnas yud beis lechayla when she's 11 years old. Da'ayne lefnei shtayim hasmucha leperek derais. So that is pshat in the Mishnah and that is pshat in the Gemara. So bishleime l'rav hune v'rav nachmen lefnei shone v'lefnei shtayim nicha. Let's see the loshen of the Gemara. So the words of the Mishnah shtim. Lifnei shana, which means 2 years, the year before the year, which means 2 years before the divrayim. It's 2 years before the hashlama divrayim. V'lifnei shtayim, and it's 3 years before the divrei Torah. So the Mishnah is just repeating itself. The Mishnah says, mechanchen, we're speaking about a choyla, and mechanchen oisa, Bekitzel, which is 2 years, lifnei shana means which is 2 years before the Hashlome de Rabbonon, which is 3 years before the Chiyav Hashlome de Reis. It's not telling us two dinim. That's the shir of Ascholas Chinuch Lishois by Achayla. So the Mishnah is a pshat. Elo l'Rab Yochanan kashe, but according to Rab Yochanan it's shvel, let us see Rashi. There's no hashlame b'chlal according to Rabbi Yochanan. The time masnisin chodik toni k'dekimna alibi d'Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, Rav Nachman said the Mishnah is not telling us. The Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah is repeating itself. First we're going how many years it is before the Hashlomah de Rabbonim. Then we say how many years it is before the Hashlomah de Yeraisa. But the Mishnah is saying one did. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there can't be such a thing. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Hashlomah de Rabbonim. So you can't say well, this and this are the same thing. But here we're cheshbing from the Yeraisa, we're cheshbing from the Rabbonim. Tamrin in Shlom mit der Rabbanu Lek, der Talat Heim was ist der Chodek Tonik, der Kimna Liebe der Ravun der Rav Nachm. So that you can't say. V'rei shebechoyla v'seife bebori k'dokim nerav chiz denami lo ituk mem. And to say that the Reish is speaking about a bori. So lifnei shon, v'rei shebechoyla v'seife bebori k'dokim nerav chiz denami lo ituk mem. The Masnis and Ktoni Shaloish Lebori, the year before 2 years, that's 3 years before for a Bori. Ushtayim Lechoyle, and 2 years for a Choyle. So it come out that a 10-year-old by an Akeva, 10-year-old fasts choice, and a 9-year-old fasts choice. Rabbi Yochanan Nomar, Shtayim Lebori, Vachas Lechoyle. And Rabbi Yochanan said, that is a different shir. Shtayim lebori vachas lechoylem. So that's the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. What is pshat? Lifnei shone velifnei shnosai. Omer lecho Rabbi Yochanan. Mai shone oi shnosayim. Somuch lepilkon. So Rashi would seem. Omer lecho Rabbi Yochanan. Loitisni lifnei shono. Don't be goyres lifnei shone, the mashma shtayim, the year before the year. The lifnei shtayim, the mashma gimel shonim, the year before 2 years. Ela eime mechanchen oiso shono somuch lepilkon bechoyle ushtayim lebori. So he made it seem she was moichik the lifnei. So the Mishnah is saying, mamash what Rabbi Yochanan had said. That is Aces Achoyla. She starts fasting Shois by 11 years old, and the Bori starts fasting by 10 years old. Yeah. Toshma, the Toni Rabbe Bashmuel, Tinoikis, Eman and Oison, Beyemaki Purim. Aber mechanchen oison shone oishtayim somuch lepilken. So this bereise by this klol like Rabbi Yochanan. A year or 2 years before the pilkon, and pilkon means godless, in mechanach. Bishloim el Rabbi Yochanan niche el el ravune el rav nachmen koshe. Amaloch rabbonon, so the rabbonon said, ravune rav nachmen, my chinuch nami diktoni hashlom. Yeah, there is a chinuch of a year before godless and 2 years before godless. The chinuch of hashlom. There's a chinuch of hashlom. So memele, that's the chinuch. In fact, the gemara umikori lechinuch hashlom. Is hashlom called chinuch? Votanya eiza chinuch. A yerogel lechel b'shtei shoyis machilin oisay l'sholosh. If he used to eat after 2 hours on the day, that's when he ate. So you wait 3 hours before you give him to eat. B'sholosh machil noisay ba'arbe. Amarove barule trei chinuchi have. That's true. There's a chinuch l'sholosh and there's a chinuch l'ashlame. So this Barais is speaking about the chinuch l'shois. So that's true. You give him an hour later. But then there's a chinuch l'ashlama also. So this Barais is speaking about the chinuch of ashlama. Toshma, the tone rabbe bar shmu, shono oishnayim, oishtayim ke rabbi yoichanan. Veloitoni lifnei shono velifnei shtayim. Birchenen niche mukilo shone lechoyle shtaim lebori. El ravun lav nachmen kosher dachinuch lechoyisu. Upoche shebechinuchim lechoyis ledidu gimel shonem habe. Toma ravune betinoikes chelo shmechanchen oisa baasiris. That's when she's 9 years old. Ubereise ktoni godo shebechinuchin shtei shonem when she's 10 years old. I think the Tony has shlomed the Devrayim, or the Don Nami has shlomed the Devrayim. Shtayim lebori, Tony has shlomed the Yeraise, Achaz lechayle. There's one for a chayle. I once cleared a shayla, this din chinuch, that is a din chinuch l'shoyis. So that's by the first suda, the child ate the face, he's ruggle to eat 8 o'clock in the morning, you give him 9 o'clock, he's ruggle 9, you give him 10. What happens afterwards? What happens by the second meal? Is there also a chinuch l'shoyis? Also, the second meal also, there should be a din. L'chayre, there should be a din chinuch. That the right is a din chinuch l'shoyis. I guess once Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Lebroche, he tainted l'chayre tzahore. Before Yoshua once wanted a tain, it could be it's no kasha, it could be Bizman Chazal, he only ate 2 sudas a day, one by day and one at night. There was never such a thing as a lunch. So it says, the suda, the day suda, is macham chin l'shoyis. The night suda is after Yom Kippur, there's nothing more to talk about. But if l'chayre, there's a din chinuch l'shoyis, that chinuch that there should be, l'chayre it should be that, listen, our meir de kechidish, which not too many people are aware of, if it is that way. I mean, after the Yingle started eating, he comes over to his father. Maybe you shouldn't bother me. Let us see Taisviz. El Rav Huna, El Rav Nachman Kashe, from the Bereise, Uloi Motzi Lishnuyei, the Samach Lepirkan, Ulahashlomas the Devrayim comma. Pektach Taisvis, what's the kasha? It says a year before Samoch Lepilka. So maybe Samoch Lepilka does not mean the Perik of Hashloma the Araise, means the Perik of Hashloma the Rabbonon. So now we have to understand Taisvis kasha. So which Hashloma the Rabbonon are we speaking about? So the Rishash wants to say in Taisvis that Taisvis is speaking about the Hashloma de Devrayim of a Bori. That means a Bori, according to, talk about in the Keve. So according to Rav Huna, and the Keve is Mashlim by 10. So now it says a year before, now it's spoken about the Hashloma of a Bori. And now we say that that's the earliest Zman of Ashlomim. So now a year before Yomachanach Leshois Achoyle, that's 9, and then in 2 years before Yomachanach Abori Leshois, that's 8. That is Pshat and Tais Viskash. So Taisi says, no, the Samach Lepilkon Mashme Perik, the godless, not Pilkon. Pilkon means godless. Yud Beishonim Yem Echad Letinoikis, Yud Gimoshonim Yem Echad Letinik. Let us see, there's a Gevaldike Yesoidistike Taisvis Yishonim on our Sugye. Taisvis Yishonim says as follows, Ben Shmoino Ben Teisha Mechanchin Betinoikis. So he says, by a tinoikis, by an ikeve, there's a din of ben shmoine ben teish. Koshali, demrinim ben nozir, perik misha oma hareini nozir megaleach, gemore, steht azoi, ho ish mader es benoi ben nozir. A father can be make his son a nozir. Kid Reish Lakish is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how a father can, what koyach a father can make a son a nozer. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's a loch l'maisha misinai. Reish Lakish says, k'day l'chamchoi b'mitzvahs. And it's all chinuch. What's it in chinuch? And the dorim siog l'prishes. So you want to be machanach the son, it shouldn't be a baltaive. Should be at least not precious, so you make him a nozer. That's how you teach him precious. I'm a male, but then he's drinking wine. So steht doch dort benoi in bitei loi. But you can't make your daughter for a nozer. So als the din chinuch, only you can make the son a nozer. You can't make the daughter a nozer. The bitei ein chayev lechancho. That's what it says in nozer. And here it says that there's a din chinuch, מחנכן שרגילן במצווס, היא מחנך הבאס, היא יצא שמחנך הבאס. צהרדס דשתם. ויש לא אימא דהוסם לא אירי אלא דווקא לעניין נזירס. That's speaking about נזירס. כבי נזירס, there's only a din מחנכן עשה בן. אבל ועדי לעניין שער מצווס חייב לחנך. עוד המצווס זה חייב לחנך. נעדה סבי שוורת היספס, ספור אדומה. Ziris, Afka Ben, and then all other mitzvahs, Abbas also, there's a din chinuch. What is the criteria? So Rab Reuven, in Chidush Rab Reuven, I'm a sech to suke, in which it's a chan teisvahs, in teisvahs shishonim, he has a few pshotim, but Lamaise, he ends up saying as follows, Amoyre de Kibir, he wants to say that by Emerson, the din chinuch, la giloi be mitzvahs, is you margul a cotton and mitzvahs you may machel the yingle comes, he wants to eat. No, you have to wait an hour. That's the din chinuch. There's a din chinuch over here. The din chinuch of mitzvahs of kaina leilule what the dos is a din chinuch you machanachem and mitzvahs. Fine. But to make him a nozir, how can I make him a nozer? A baldover has to make him a nozer. You need that in order to become a nozer, you need a kabbalah. It's a neder nozer. Ishki yidon neder nozer l'Hashem. You have to make a neder to become a nozer. I'm making a neder, he's becoming a nozer. This is, how can I make a neder that he can become a nozer? All madir is pnoi b'nozer. So Reuven says, so that Be'emesin is a chiddush in the Ov. That means the Ov is not only mechuyev lechanchoy la'agiloy b'mitzvahs, the gather is that the Ov is b'mokim ha-ben, mitzvahs ha-ben ala Ov. That means there are certain mitzvahs that the Ben has to do, they're mutl on the Ov. That means the Ov is an oymed b'mkoymoy. And he brings a few misholem on this. There's a yesoidistik erivosh. The Rivosh says by the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the Rivosh says the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is on the Ben. When the Ben is born, that's the Ben's mitzvah. It's not the father's mitzvah, it's the Ben's mitzvah. No. The Torah said that the Ov is b'mokim HaBen. That means that the Ov does the Ben's mitzvah. The Torah made him the memala mokim of the Ben. He's b'mokim HaBen. He's b'mokim HaBen, so he does the mitzvah. He's not a shliach of the ben, in shlichus lekotten. He's b'mokim HaBen. B'chiyuvei HaBen, he's b'mokim HaBen. We find, this wants to find for Prima Godem's kasha, that when a ben becomes a godel, the father says, Baruch Shep Torani me oinshei shalozer. Baruch Hashem is potter from the onshim. And when the bas becomes a gedoilo, what happens? Nothing. So he says, because it's not, he never was mechuyev ba'onshei shalozer. To be b'mkoymoy, to be mechayev in the onshim, stochamayro de gizach. That lemaisa, the cotton did aveiris, and the tatis mekabel the onshim. Become a godel, machmen baruch shep tarani me'onshei shalozer. That is only by a ben. That's mitzvahs aben mutola, that the Torah made the father a memale mokim of the ben. And he says the same thing, if the ben is a b'choyer, so erev Pesach the father has to fast. The mother doesn't have to fast. The father fasts. It's also the same thing, because he's b'mokim aben, so the chiyuvi aben amutola nim, so he fasts. That's the inyim. So memele, if he's b'mokim haben, so memele, he can be madr as b'noi b'nozer. I'm b'mkoymoy. So a neder of the Ov can work on the ben, the brok hared avur. So memele, he can make a neder to make the ben, because he's b'mokim haben. Masha ain't came by the bas, he's not b'mokim habas. So memele, he can't make her a nozer.
So this din is a din of mitzvahs haben ala or, that the Torah said that the father is b'mokim haben. This is only mitzvahs haben ala or. That's only by a ben takim. So therefore, madre is b'nei benoze. But the other din chinuch is another din chinuch lanar al pidakoy, to be mechanech, to be malgil the child, so that you mechuyiv to be mechanech habas also. That's, he says, pshat in the beginning of this Torah. Let's go a little further. Vim taima, hada amrinan b'chol duchte katan oichol neveles, en bezn mitzuvil afrisha. That you don't daf and go on is ton. Is hashte chinuchi mechanchinon, afrushi mi yisure mi boy, you have to be mechanichem. So how you see a katan is eating neveles, is eating chazer, bezn is a gonish sem, but I'm gonish sem. I'm not saying a good appetit, but you don't have to tell, you don't have to do anything about it. In fact, if you're mechanech him to do mitzvahs, avada gewiss, you should be mafrish him from doing aveiros. V'oimer ha-Rabbi Lezer mimitz, the chinuch loy shayich, elo sheyase mitzvah, v'loy prushi mi yisure. That chinuch, the whole din chinuch is that he should do mitzvahs. So it could be like this, that some trachten lemaise, a cotton oichel neveles, a cotton is a lav bachiyuve, let us say, so memele, he's eating neveles, so there's no din I have to be mafrishim, there's no din I have to be mafrishim. There's a mitzvah, there's a din chinuch, the din chinuch lenar opidaki have to be mechanachim. He should be rogel to do mitzvahs. He should know how to do mitzvahs. That is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is in mitzvahs. The chiyuv is that I should malgel him to do mitzvahs. So it's kind of like lulav and dos, that's mitzvahs. But there's no din afrushi mi yisure. Chinuch is in mitzvahs. The chinuch l'ashach al sheyas a mitzvah l'porish mi yisure. For ho, the kirin and hoche chinuch v'mashe ma'anin oise b'yoyim ha-kippurim. Ain't the afrushi meisurish mafrishin oisoi milechel, not because he's this, you're not allowed to eat, and you're eating some, hello, uchinach shemachanchen oisoi bemitzvahs v'nisem esnafshe seichem. There's a mitzvah that says v'nisem esnafshe seichem, so I'm a mechanach, the cotton, that he should be mekayim this mitzvah v'nisem esnafshe seichem. But by the Bafushi Misura, there's no din chinuch. That's one mahalach. That's the Rabbi Lezer mimitz. The Rabbi Oimer, another teres. The chinuch lo shayach ela ba'ov. The whole chi of chinuch is only ba'ov. Aval ba'odam ache lo shayach bei chinuch. Hilkechein ezorim lahafrishay. That means could be as mitzvahs chinuch heistes. There would be a din lafrushim isura also, just like there's a din chinuch and mitzvahs is a din chinuch lafrushim isura. But the whole din chinuch is only on the ov. So bezn, that's a bezn name mitzvah lafrushim. The ov is takim mechuyi as mitzvahs chinuch. Umayse de hilni amalke sheyosh vayhi b'shiva boneo besukim. Now let us just, Tosfos is asking a kasha from a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah relates as follows. The Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the maximum height of a Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says that Afilutz Gavoye Me'esrim Amo, it is kosher. And the Chachamim hold its posel. The posel is sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda bought a raya. It was a maise that the Chachamim went and visited Hilni Amalke. She was sitting in a sukkah which was lamayla ma'esre mame. The amre lodova. They didn't tell her anything. So mamele, so why didn't they tell her? It's a raya. It's a kosher sukkah. According to you, they should have told her. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara explains what the raya was. The Gemara says, why should they tell her? She's sitting in a sukkah l'mayel meslim. She's Anisha's bottom in a sukkah. Why should they tell her? I mean, Al-Tal Basicha Me'isha. There's no tailor, so why should you tell her? Okay, we'll see the Zakasha. Maybe she held like the Rabbeinu Tam and she made a broch on the sukkah. I mean, the women make brochas also according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So she tell her, Zakasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but a woman, you didn't have to tell her. So the mother says, no, you zichet to tell her that because Hilni was sitting with her 7 children. And the 7 children, Zich was one Egiel Achinach, and as Egiel Achinach, and the sitting in Apostle Asuke, Rachman is Organ, weiter Trabiu der Rai, and they didn't tell her, it's a Rai, it's a Kosher Asuke. So Taisus has a Kashe, Taisus has a Kashe, if the whole Mitzvah's Chinach is only on the Ov, that's what Taisus says, the whole Mitzvah's Chinach is only on the Ov. That's him according to the whole mitzvah's chiddush is only on the oath. So memela, why should they tell her? She's a lady. She's a mother's in mechuyev and chiddush. So memela, why should they tell her? Umayse de hilni amalke sheyosh vehi veshiva boner besuke. Shema havolahem of vechincham bekach. So that's the mere pshat and taisvus is like this. There was a father over there. That means the father built such a sukkah. He put them in the sukkah. It was an airy sukkah, beautiful sukkah. He thought they wouldn't be fidgety. And then there's a father here. Now, the father wasn't around, but that let them go and tell her, you know, your husband is chai ben chinuch, v'chincham bekach. He was machanach them with such a sukkah. You know, this is a poshul sukkah. Means if there's no father around, so it's geit meron. She's not mechui ben chinuch, so guten tag. So you don't have to tell her anything. But there was a father, v'chincham bekach, and l'maisa, he was mechanech them with such a sukkah, so they should have told that's apostle a sukkah. Because it's negeya, tell her, so why it's negeya, so go tell your husband, I mean, he's mechui b'chinech, so tell him. V'afilu loy hoyo lehem of, afilu will say that they did not have a father, hoyso mechancho l'mitzvah ba'almet. So Taisva says, but Lemaise, what we had mentioned before, and Lechayre, that Gemara is a kasha under Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, the Gemara is according to the Rabbeinu Tam, when the Tam holds that a woman could make a broche on the mitzvah sesa she's man grome, it's a mirror the kikasha, so why didn't they tell her? Maybe she's making broches, so they should tell her that's apostle Asuke. But let's go for 1 minute, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Not according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. There's no reason to tell her, because she's potter min ha-mitzvahs. She wouldn't make a brocha sai v'sai, because she can't make a brocha. If you're potter from a mitzvah, you can't make a brocha. But Taisva says, thus passed only by her. That means as follows, that let's say Anisha is potter for mitzvahs. This is Shitas Rashi, Grad in the Dagos, this is Shitas Rashi. Anisha that's potter for mitzvahs, she can't make a broche. Because the mitzvah was set to Schorim, not to Nekevis. A Nekevis does a mitzvah, Tutzach Nishkei Maisa mitzvah. Not Pshat, she doesn't have to do the mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah. A person will say, no, there's a mitzvah to put tefillin on the left hand. Okay, I'll put on the right hand. You don't have to put it, I'll put on the right hand. Tefillin on the right hand is not a mitzvah. Tzitzis on a nekev is also not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a goyul put on tzitzis. He's mekayim a mitzvah. It's gonished. The mitzvah of tzitzis is that a zocher should put on a zocher is wearing a beged of dalek knafis. That's a maisa mitzvah. They have tzitzis on this beged. A woman, there's no mitzvah, just like there's no mitzvah on a goy. So that is some emailer. That's why she's not allowed to make a broche. But Taisva says, but when we're speaking about the din, to be mechanach tanim, that means, by them, the zicher an inyan of chinach. That means the zicher, if the father's mechuyev bechinach. So pshad is, there's an inyan to be mechanach tanim. By an isha, pshad is, she's not mechuyev in chinach. She doesn't have to do it. But if she'll be mechanach nam, betzach ton achevtze from mitzvah, tutzach achevtze from chinach. So Lemaise could be le mitzvah ba'alma, she was mechanech them, not al tzchiyuv. For her, she should sit in a sukkah past a fulnishka mitzvah ba'alma. But she should be mechanech them past a mitzvah ba'alma. So they should have told her it's a posele sukkah, kidei that if she wants to be mechanech them le mitzvah ba'alma, she should know they should not sit in this sukkah.